Zogt Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots, five lines from the top. V'nistapik afilu be'es aluntios. We said that if a person dries himself, even if he uses 10 towels, he's not allowed to carry them in his hand to his home, because even though it's 10 towels and the 10th towel is kemat not wet because he already dried himself with 9 previous ones, still there's a chashash of schita. However, 10 people, so then even if they use one towel, they remind one another and there's no chashash schita. Zogt Gemara Reish Ravutz Kamashlon, the Chiddush in the Reish is, and Sefer Ravutz Kamashlon, each one has a Chiddush. Reish Ravutz Kamashlon, the Chiddush is Dafilo Hani, the Loin Fisha Bumaya, even though it's the 10th towel and there's very minimal amount of water, still there's a Chash of Schita. Came in the Chadu, since he's an individual without any reminder, so also the Schita. Sefer Ravutz Kamashlon, the Chiddush in the Sefer is, that Afilo Hani, the Fisha Bumaya, even though the towel was used by 10 people, it's soaked, it's drenched. So maybe there's a chashash schita, but Kevin the Rav Ninu, since there's a numerous people that are holding it together, mitkriya adodi, they remind one another. Zok the Gemara Vayte, Tonu Rabbonon, mistapik odom ba'aluntis. A person is allowed to dry himself on Shabbos with a towel, umenicho b'chaloin, and then you place it by the window, and you don't have to worry about, I guess, marasayin. V'loim serena l'aluyun, but you cannot give it to an aluyun, to the bathhouse attendant, they're choshud on schita. Just like the bathhouse attendants, the balonim, are choshudim on what? On gzeres balonim, that they might come to heat up the water. That's the whole gzeres of not going in chamin on Shabbos, even if it was heated before Shabbos. So too, they're choshud on schita. They want to have that people have dry towels, so they're choshud to be soichedit. Reb Shimon Oimer, mistapik or baluntis, achas, a person allowed to be mistapik with an aluntis, that means even though it's drenched with water, not 10, even 1, he's allowed to bring it to his home, and there's no chash of schita, not like the Mishnah said. What's the halacha? Is the halacha indeed that we're not choshish for schita, and one person allowed to hold in his hand? Omalei, Horeb Shimon, Horeb Rebbe, Hor Shmuel, Horeb Yechanon, they all say that it's mutter to hold it in your hand and bring it to your home. We'll see soon all the other shitas. But the Shimon shita is that the reason why you're not choshish, the Magen Avraham says in Siman Shin Aleph, and he explains that since we're not goyza gzeira latzibur, she'eni choyin lamed bo, if you're going to tell people you're not allowed to bring your towel home, then it's going to be eni yochel lamed bo. When you wash yourself, you can't hold your towel because of chashash shita. So Mela, we allowed it that you can bring your towel home. Every person brought his own towel. But that's why it's meduktuk, he says, like Mishbura, dafka, umevia biyoda letech besoy, till you get to your home. That's where you're allowed to bring it till. Because that's the gzer boy. To bring your towel back home, you're allowed to. The Goyin says a different word. He says over there that the reason is because there is no chash schita on a towel that you don't care if it's wet or not. Since you're not makpit, that it shouldn't be wet, so mele, there's no chash schita. And it will come out, if you're makbid on a certain towel that it shouldn't be wet, then it will be also to hold that towel in your hand. Because then taket is a chash of schita.
The Gemara said again, Hilchas Amai, Omalei Horeb Shimon, that's matter. Horebi, Horshmuel, Horeb Yechnon, Horeb Shimon, Hoda Morgan, like we just said. Reb Shimon is Hoda Morgan, that Meviyol, Liyot Beisel, Biyot Lebeisel. Rebbe, the Tanya Omer, Rebbe Kshinul made in Torah, Yetzir Reb Shimon, B'Tkoya. When we learn Torah by Reb Shimon in Tkoya, Hoy Namal in Shemen, Valuntis, Michotze Legag, Migag Lekafef, we took oil, we took towels, and we carried it from the Chotze to the Gag to the Kafef, because that's Shitas Reb Shimon, that it's all one Lashus. Achin Magin, it's a Mayan, we came to a spring, Shoyinu Roichzimboy, and we washed ourselves over there. Now this was a Mokum of Hefker this spring. So obviously they brought the towels back, Zog Rashi. So we see clearly you're allowed to bring the towel back. So it's a right, you're allowed to bring it back. Shmuel, where do we see Shmuel says he's allowed to bring it back? You're allowed to bring it back. Halacha da halacha is mistapik on the baluntis, you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. Umevia biyodol tech beisoy, you're allowed to carry it back home. After all, Rabbi Yechon halacha stam mishnah. Rabbi Yechon says halacha like stam mishnah. Our mishnah says clearly that you're not allowed to take even 10 towels, which are not so wet, because the tent was used, the 10th towel is not at all wet, and still the yochid is not allowed to bring it home, only 10 people. Even one towel, but 10, but you need 2 people at least. You need more than one. And so how could you say Rabbi Yechon holds that it's mutter? Rabbi Yechon holds like stam mishnah. Our mishnah says it's also.
Sagt die Gemara, wo Omer, um Yom Abiechen und Hochi, wo Omer Abiechen, an Hochi Stam Mishnah. Wird in der Anna, Mishnah says clearly, wenn es tapik, afilu be'esra luntis, even if the individual used 10 towels, so it's not wet at all, lo yivim biyode, you can't bring it in your hand, because you might be soichet. And to the Gemara, that's not a Stam Mishnah. Yes, Rabbi Yechman said, Allah is Stam Mishnah. But our Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. Hahu kven chachinoi mastilo. This is, the Mishnah is alibi de ben chachinoi. But ein chanami, estoma he would paskin like, but it's not estoma. So Rashi, divye ben chanoi misayim bo velav stoma. It's not a Stam Mishnah.
Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabchi Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, ha'ul yorin, mevin, balore noshim, meaning the balonim, allowed to bring the towels for the women in the Beibani, in the bathhouse, even though they're going through it, Derech Hashus Rabim, Uvachis Kasebehen, Roisha V'Rubon. Meaning, as long as they cover most of their bodies, so then it's a malbush. Otherwise, what they're carrying is not a malbush. So it has to be a malbush that covers Roisha V'Rubon.
Now, the Goyen Bir Hagro in Orchayin Simen Shin Aleph, Sifkot and Prey, brings a right from here, that the fact that the Balonim wore these towels for the women on top of their own clothing, so he learned from here a halacha that a person is allowed to go in Rishus Rabim with two malbushim, because the first malbush you're wearing and the second one you're only wearing for someone else. So that's still considered a malbush, even though I'm only wearing it for someone else to have a malbush. Now, the mere fact that the Gemara says it has to be Roshav Rubai, even though before we had the Gemara earlier that said that by a Sudar, it's enough to have al Roshoi v'Kseifo. And you don't have to have Roshoi v'Rubai. If it's al Kseifo, we said a Sudar is like a shawl, a scarf, it's a talis, we said no, it's not enough. Talis is Chai v'Chatos. But a Sudarin, you're allowed to have. Because that's a derech, that's a scarf, you wear it like that. Either Roshoi with the shoulders, but a Kaponim, that's a derech. You don't say Rubai. The Teretz says, over here you need Rubai, because this is the derech. Every article of clothing, it depends what the derech is. Over here, you need Roshav v'Rubin to be a derech malbush. Masha enkein, over there, Zazak to be Seyosu behedyo, over there, taka Roshav and Kseifo is enough. You don't need Rubai, because over there it's a derech. A scarf is the derech without being Rubai on the body. So every article of clothing, it makes into a malbush what the derech is.
Zok the Gemara Sachnisa. Sachnisa is a large sudur that you're covering yourself. So it's really a machlokes Rashi and the Goyin, the Gir Sagro, the Hagoyis Sagro brings over here the Gir of the Rambam. The Rashi says is a Suda Godel that's totally being safe of a Roisha Otuboy. It's totally on his shoulders and his head, but it's a Suda Godel. The Goyin brings Avala Rambam Pirish cotton, Faker, it's very small and tight. So either it's large or it's tight, but either way, you have to have strings to tie them down tight so it shouldn't fall off, and then it won't be a malbush. So either it might fall off because it's large, or it might fall off because it's not the right size. It's very tight. That's the gears of the Rambam. So Sakniso,
Zog the Gemara, Tzoich lekasha beiz rosheo lemato. You have to tie the two strings, tighten them, lemato, meaning below your shoulders, strap them tight, in order that they shouldn't fall off. And if it falls off, you'll carry Nishus Rabim. This tying has to be done below your shoulders. Rav told the Bnei Mechuza, when you bring in Nishus Rabim clothing for the goyim, for the soldiers, so you have to be meshamash them, you have to bring them the articles of clothing. Shavivu bu'u lamat mikzefayim. Make sure that it goes below your shoulders. So it's a derech malbush. But you have to tie it, but a couple of them has to go below your shoulders, so it should be a derech malbush, and it shouldn't be just rolled up, and then it won't be a malbush.
That's what Rashi says. Shavivu lamat miksefayim, shalo yu shuleyem munochem miksefayim, elo meshurchim lamato she'enir alovush.
It should look like a malbush.
Zok the Gemara sochin, yiladu, put oil on you on Shabbos, umemashmashin, you're allowed to do this in another strong manner in order to be Mahana de Guf. That's Mutar on Shabbos. Now, obviously, we're talking about that it's not a Shemen that's Ov. If it's a Shemen Ov, it's Mimareach. So we're talking about that it's a Shemen that it's not Ov. It's not thick. So mainly, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, where do you do this? Zok du mother toner abonon sochim mamashim b'nei ma'ayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do it on your intestines, on your stomach.
But don't do it like you do it in a weekday, which seems to imply that it's an uvdin de choyl de kedin. That's what the Pisker Rit says. However, the Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Shabbos, Perekhov Aleph, the reason why you're allowed to do it this way, but you can't do it in a strong manner, is because that would be considered when you miss Amel, when you do it strong, then you're Mezia, you'll come to sweat. So then it looks like a refuah, it looks like it's a remedy, it's therapeutic. So then it's a gzeir of Shechikas Hamonim. So it's a nafkamina. Nafkamina is, according to the Rambam, the misamlin is otter because you sweat. According to Rashi, the vart is that it's an uvde dechoil. So you don't do kedesh oise bechoil. As long as you don't do kedesh oise bechoil, according to the Rambam, it's only when you sweat. Only then it's a gzeir of Shechikas Hamonim. That would be the nafkamina, meaning if bekoyach you don't sweat, then it would not be an issa, according to the Rambam. Lemaisa, lahaloch we paskin that you're not allowed to do exercise and sweat on Shabbos, because if you sweat, then there's a gzeira otah shchikas amonim, which is a refu, which is like a remedy in Simon Shin Chof Ches. So Hakaponim, the Gemara says when you sochen mamashmish and when you do it not hard like Miss Amlin and you do it on your stomach, so then as long as you don't do it, k'derech shayse b'chol. Hechi Ovid, what do you do? Zok the Gemara, Reb Chaim Bachanina Omer soch v'achem mishamish. Memashmesh, you do it not kechoil, so you first anoint and then you rub it. Rabbi Yechon Omar, because in a weekday you do the opposite, you first rub and then you anoint. Rabbi Yechon Omar, socha memash vasachas, you do it simultaneously in one shot, and that's not kederech yoise bechoil, so that's why it'll be mutter. Zok Gemara, Avloim is amlin, you can't be meshavshiv it very strongly. Omer Reb Chiba Rabbi Rabbi Yechon also lamoid bekak isa shal diumsis. You're not allowed to stand on the river, the banks of the river of Dumsis, b'mneishem ameles ume rape. It's therapeutic. The sand, the tit, over there, it's salty. It's therapeutic for the feet. Omer Ravid Omer Rav, and it's Issa of Refu and Shabbos, Shechikas Hamonim. Zokim Omer Ravid Omer Rav, kol yom el shal Dumsis, the whole days that the amount of days that the Dumsis river has healing characteristics is only Eschem Vechad Yom, 21 days. And atzeres min aminyan, shvus is part of that calculation, part of the days. Ibailu atzeres lahagisa lahagisa. Is atzeres from the beginning days or the last days? Is it, when is it part of? It's part of the cheshbon of the 21. Does it start by atzeres or it ends by atzeres? Zog du moga toshma do omay shmul kula shakaino. All liquids, all drinks that a person takes for refuah, midivcha ba datzalta mailo, from Pesach until shvus, it's therapeutic. It's a refuah. It heals you. So we see clearly that shvus at the end. So Gemara says, what's arrived from one remedy to another? Dilma hasim udekame dekoga alma miley. Maybe there, when it comes to drinking, you need a cold climate. So from Pesach to Atzeres is the end of the where it starts getting hotter. Meaning from springtime till it gets hot till shvus, but not shvus being the beginning. So over there, you need a cooler climate, so to speak, more than the summer. So that's why shvus is the end. Mashenkin over here, avalocha bishum havlahu. Over here, when you go into the Dumsis River, it's because of the heat of the sand and the river. So over there, fakert, maybe you need it to be hotter. Kevin the chomim alma tve miley. The hotter it gets, the better it is. So maybe it starts by shvus and it ends 21 days later. So lo'olam kibi shvus is the beginning of the cheshbon and not the end. There's no raya from one to another. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abchelba, Chamra de Pugaisa, the wine from the city of Pugaisa, Umayyad de Dumsis, and the healing waters from Dumsis River, Kipchu Aseres HaShvatim Yisrael, caused Aseres HaShvatim to, so to speak, leave the Torah, and go to Tabuz Ra. So Rashi, Gevaldig Rashi over here, Zog Rashi, Kipchu Aseres HaShvatim, Sho Yubali Hano, they were Bali Tai, Vibali Hano, Vasukim Bekachni, were Oisik in it, Vilohoi Oisikim Betari, they weren't Oisik in Torah. And they went to Tabisro. So Shteta and Rashi, it's a three-stage process. Shohoyu, number one, they were Bali Ano. Number two, they were Oisik Bekach. There's one thing to enjoy something and there's one to be Oisik in it, to understand every detail of the Hano. Veloyhoyu Oisikim B'Torah, and the third step that they did wrong, they weren't Oisik B'Torah, to combat it. So Mele Yotzel Tabisro. But the three stage process that brought them off the derech, they were Bali Ano, they were Oiskim Asukim Bekach, the lawyer Oiskim Betayra, the Yotze Letabizro. That's where they're in Letabizro. So, like Gemara says, Chamre de Prugaisa, this wine, and my did you say, Kipra Sels Ashotim Yisro. Rabbi Loza Ben Aroch, the great Rabbi Loza Ben Aroch, the Tana that we find in the Mishnah Novice, Ikli Lahasim, he came to this city, he came to the Muses, the river, and he came to the Prugaisa. He came to the city of Pugaisa with the delicious very good quality wine. Zog die Gemara, imshech basrayu. Zog Rashi, achayayin v'achitze de grösser abelose ben aroch. He followed the hanor of the yayin and the rechitze. Iyake talmude, he forgot his learning. Zog die Gemara, ki hoder osu. When he came to read a posik, kom le mikri b'safra, after he returned from being there, he read a posik, boy le mikri, instead of reading achodesh delochem, in Sefer Shmois, he read Omar, Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. Hachoydish he read as Hacheresh. Hazeh he read as Hoyo. And Lochem he read as Libom. Even Ivri couldn't read. And it Megames on this Yisoid because he was Soysim his lave. Because he was followed these divers, these Hanois. So it became Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. His heart, so to speak, was a Cheresh. Zog the Gemara, Bo Rabbanu Rachmi Alei, the Chachomim davened for him, v'hod the Talmud, and he remembered his learning again. He came back to him. V'hayna the Tanan, Rebbe Neroi, Oim Rebbe Neroi said, have a goyel in Mokim Torah. Always be in Mokim Torah. He was away. He went to Pugaisa. He went to the Maya de Diumsis. He wasn't in Mokim Torah. V'al Torah, don't say, Shitovi Achecho, Talmudim will follow me wherever I am. Shech Avrecho, Yikaimu Abiyotcho. No. V'al Binoscha Al Tishayin. Don't rely on your own Bina. You need to be in a Mokum Torah amongst others. Zog Rashi, be goyel Mokum Torah. So like this, you have chaverim, but don't say talmidim will come wherever you are. Shechaverecha you can't be yotcha because you'll be rogel. You'll learn one mesechta, they'll learn another mesechta. So like this, it won't be forgotten. Will be stur beficha. You won't forget it. Don't rely on your own bina to say I'm a great chacham. I'll remember myself. I'll just chaz and I'll remember. No, because you will forget it. It will end up being forgotten if you're not in the Mokum Torah to have Chaveim around you. Zog the Maratona loy Rebbe Neroi Shmoy le Rebbe Nechemi Shmoy v'ami lo Rebbe Loz ben Aroch Shmoy. Faked. Not just one side is Rebbe Nechemia. One side is this Rebbe Loz ben Aroch himself. V'lo menikra Shmoy Rebbe Neroi Shemane Ein Chachom Ba'alocha. He was Mane Ein Chachom Ba'alocha. And yet he was Yaka Talmudoy when he was Acheresh Hoya Libom Dismaisa. Zog the Gemara, v'loim is garin. You're not allowed to take a scraper and be megareres and scrape your back lahano either lerefua or because of uvdil choil. Zog the Gemara, ton rabbonon. Ein goyrim b'megareres b'shabes. So Rashi in the Mishnah says because of uvdil choil. You're not allowed to use a megareres on Shabbos, uvdil choil. Rashba goyim mei moi raglo meluchloches betit. So that's what Rashi learns. Lemaisa, others learn that it's because of refua. The Levush says it's because of refua. So that's why the Gemara feels always, if you're doing it because you were soiled and stained, then you're allowed to use a megareres, because then you're not doing it for refuah. Then you're doing it for to remove the soil. So if the var is uvdil choil, then also it is not uvdil choil, you're doing it for a purpose. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda of the le'ima megarata de kaspa. His mother made him a silver back scratcher. So if it's meyuchet for Shabbos, it's silver, so then vayter is no uvdil choil, because it's a silver one that he made specific for Shabbos. So then it won't be a problem, Taka. Zog the Gemara, in Yordin le Kudima, you're not allowed to go to the river Kudima on Shabbos. Why not? Zog Gemara, my time mishum pika. Zog Rashi, tit shal oysa no machlik. It's very slippery over there. Uvig the odim nishoyim b'mayim, it might slip into the water, your clothing. Ukshenoifel v'osil le deskita, meaning he will be soichet his clothing. So you're not allowed to go into a slippery area where you might make your clothing might get wet and you'll come to be soichet. Zog the Gemara, vein oisin apiktuzin. You're not going to make this medicine because of shchikus amonim refuah to make yourself vomit. B'shabes. Omer Rabba B'chanam Rabbi Yechanan loishonon lebesam. That's only when it's medicinal, when it's a medicine. So then it's a gzeir of shchikus amonim. Avo b'yad, when you do it with your hand, then it's mutter. Then it's no gzeir of shchikus amonim. When you put your hand in your finger in your throat and you vomit then. Tanakam nechem yoimer af b'choyl osa. Fakir, this even in the weekdays also to stick your finger in your hand and vomit. You're wasting the food, the lunch that you had. It's baltashchis. Now you're going to have to eat again because you're hungry when you vomited everything out. So you're being mafsid the oichlin in your stomach. So male, it's even in the weekdays also. If a person does it because of tsar, that's something else. He needs to release his stomach as a feeling sick. That's a different nekuda. Say. Here we're talking about that you're doing it. Stamos hefzed oichlin. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, ve'ema atzines a cotton. You're not allowed to straighten the limbs of a cotton. Omer Rabba B'chanum Rabbi Yechanan lefufi yinuka b'shabes shapidomi. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're allowed to be straightened the limbs of a cotton. The chayre it seems contradictory. Zog the Gemara va'anan tinan. The kash we asking straight from the Mishnah. It says ema atzvin. You're allowed to be ma'atzv the cotton. Enter the Gemara Hosam Bechum Reshidra. The Mishnah that says Ematin is talking about the spinal cord. The Michzi Kaboina. You're like building the spinal cord. So that's why it's also. Mashenken Zagrashi. Mashenken, the Lefufa Yenuka. That is Mutta is not talking about the spinal cord. It's talking about other limbs straightening them out. That's one way to learn the Sugya. So Rashi fears always that Chuyash Shidrish and the Sparka Achzmen Vil Achaz Mankamai. We're not talking about even the spinal cord. We're not talking about a baby that's one day old, that's newly born. Because if it's B'yom later, then it's Mutta anyways. Whatever you do, Oysen L'chai B'Shabbos, and for the baby also. We're talking about not a newborn one day old. Then there's a problem of being Boina. If it's Lefufi Yenuka, then it's Mutta even by a one day old, because that's not called Boina. So then it will be Mutta.
The Bach brings brings Rashi in earlier in Perek Mefanim that says that lefufe is muta because it's not directly with your hands, it's aide chagurois. Since you're holding a belt, so it's not directly, that's where lefufe yinuka is muta. Lefufe is muta because it's aide chagurois, lafuke ma'atzvin, which is directly with your hand. That would be the difference. So it comes out of the maskana, if you're using begodim, like the gears that the Bach brings, so that type of lefufe yinuka is muta. Because that's not directly with your hands. If you're learning the pshat is that it depends what you're doing. If you're doing the spinal cord, that's boina. Unless it's the day of the birth, the first day, then it's muta even on the shidra. And that will be the difference between the fufa yinuka and ein ma'atzvin. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, kuf mem zayin omid beis.